Com.
Welcome to America Tonight, and oh, what a weekend it was. Over the weekend, it became official. Herman Cain drops out of the race. Should he have done that? Should he have stayed? I think pretty much all of us knew it was inevitable that that was going to happen. We're going to talk about that during this hour of ATN. Really, who goes after Cain's votes? Who ends up, I guess, gaining from the Cain train being derailed? Common sense would make you think Newt Gingrich, especially since he's ahead in all the polls. Coming into the weekend in Iowa, they did a big poll, and Newt Gingrich was on top by almost 10 points over Mitt Romney. So definitely he has gained some serious steam. In the meantime, we've got another Republican debate coming up. Believe it or not, it is a Christmas present. There are two more. But these won't have Herman Cain. What did the rest of the crowd have to say about Cain? We'll dive into all of that. And plus, what's ahead the next 7 days? We have just a couple of weeks left before Congress takes off for the holidays again. So what will get passed? What won't get passed? The conversation about the payroll tax extension has now gone in a different direction. It looks like there's going to be maybe some kind of compromise. What do the talking heads have to say on Sunday? Sunday is the big political day. It's the day that you quarterback everything. It's interesting because we're in the middle of the NFL season, and I think that it's very similar. You handicap everything during the week. You see what's happening, and then ultimately you become the quarterback and you really look at it from all different angles, much like the quarterback in the NFL is doing on the field on Sunday. The Euro is big time. Going to certainly be on the agenda coming up this week. Why? Because you have 27 European Union nations that are going to be meeting and having to give answers on to what they think should happen to solve the huge debt crisis when they meet in Brussels. And this is big because you're talking about the European Central Bank and are they going to buy bonds to help the economy? And then if you're sitting there kicking back and wondering why you should care about what's happening with the euro, I think we've explained that a ton on ATM. But if you never listened to the show, as the fates and fortunes of Europe sink, so do so much of what happens in the United States, because guess what? It's called global economics. And the banks are so tied in, and we have so much money invested in the game, I'll call it, that it behooves us to want Europe to do well. Because as the European Union sinks, or the euro sinks, the more damage we will see to our dollar and our spending power. It all comes back around to constantly the same old mantra that we hammer home. This election coming up in 2012 that Herman Cain just dropped out of is absolutely all about what's in your wallet, because we're seeing that as people are trying to survive in the United States, and as the jobs are not plentiful, because some of them still have gone overseas, and we've become such a nation of takers and not making anything, this has had that rippling effects that we're still trying to shake off. We're trying to shake it off. Sadly, because the weekend is all about, I think, when you kick back and you end up picking a team that you want to watch, whether it's college athletics or whether it's professional football or something else, tennis, who knows, there's a slew of sports. Just pick one from A to Z. You hate it when you hear about fans being injured. And 10 fans were injured after Oklahoma State beat their in-state rivals, the Sooners. You know, how much was on this game or how much was at stake? Well, huge bragging rights, of course. Imagine any place, imagine where you're living, and take the biggest rival of whatever that college is, and you know that what can ensue, especially when it rarely happens, it can be a melee if there's not enough protection, if there are just too many people there, and that's exactly what happened. I bring this up because I happened to be watching it when it was going on, and so you saw that the Oklahoma State fans were crazy, of course. They were, couldn't believe it. Their minds were blown that they had beat Oklahoma 44-10, no less, in Stillwater on Saturday. So they clinched the Big 12 conference title, and now they have a shot at a national championship. It's huge, huge for that program, no doubt. But the crowd just went crazy. They tore down a goalpost at the stadium after the game wrapped up, and people were just crunched on the field. That's what happened. You know, people were treading on top of each other, and it's probably lucky, I say, in that trampling moment that more people weren't involved. In fact, I'm kind of shocked because I had seen it when it was going on. I thought, oh, no. When you see the posts come down and that many people swarm, you know, they tried to warn them not to jump on the field after the game for this reason. Unfortunately, I mean, even over the PA, they kept saying it. Unfortunately, this is the kind of thing that happens. Let's hope that there are no fatalities in that. I mean, let's hope that's not what's happened. You had a couple of people who had to go in with ankle fractures. You had other people that were treated. It doesn't look like that, but it was very scary to watch it unfold. You know, I just think back to other moments in college football history, or actually in football history, when you've had big crowds that all of a sudden collapse on top of each other. And, you know, what's happened in the past, or things that I can remember off the top of my head, you've had some students killed here and there in the name of tradition or whatever it is that's happened. And this was one of those moments where, you know, from the students to everybody else who was probably there, they just couldn't contain their excitement, and all at the same time. Here's what you think, too. With what's going on in universities and what's happening just in general with litigation in our country, what about these lawsuits? How many lawsuits will end up happening as a result of the fans rushing the field? I mean, I hate to say this because I'm all about the college spirit, and I know at one point in my college life, you know, I know we rushed a field one time, and it just didn't seem the same way. Of course, I went to a smaller university. But it's probably not too long from now when colleges are just going to have to put the kibosh on that and say, hey, they may do it now because of these lawsuits I think that are going to pop up, that they're not going to allow fans to rush the fields. Because what happens if one of the crazy fans ends up in some kind of a skirmish, maybe with one of the opposing players, or if somebody flat out gets killed in one of these situations? And we had people that were crushed with ankles being crushed and that kind of stuff. But if you got to the point where you had too many people that were killed, I'm thinking of like a festival seating concert that's happened in the past. Remember the Who many years ago? I want to say it was in the 70s when people were trampled on at the concert. And recently we had that at a state fair. I have a feeling that may be something that has to be looked at, that you just can't go on the field. And in one way, it's too bad because you understand the excitement and ripping down the goalposts, but maybe it's because the crowds are just too big that you can't control them. And frankly, some of them are just too drunk. So you have drunk fans running the field, a lot of them, and that just spells disaster. All right, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, what did Herman Cain have to say and some of the reaction to it? We got that next.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Like to unplug, then you might have missed what Herman Cain had to say about stepping away from the race to become the Republican representative for president in 2012. Pretty tough on his family. He's been scrutinized, analyzed, and held upside down, certainly, throughout the entire process, including the sexual harassment stuff, and now the businesswoman from Atlanta, the 13-year affair, and her appearing on TV and showing phone bills and all that other stuff. I think it was just too much to handle. At least that was one of the things that became pretty apparent for Herman Cain. And here's what he had to say.
I am suspending my presidential campaign because of the continued distraction, the continued hurt caused on me and my family.
And that was it. I mean, the family thing was pretty obvious for Cain. And the question, though, becomes who now gets those Cain, as I said, those Cain votes? Anybody that was going in the Cain direction. And on America Tonight, you know, we did that poll for 3 weeks. And I was so proud of this audience because out of the woodwork you came to throw in your 2 cents on who should run or who should get the nod in our unofficial poll, and Herman Cain won. Ron Paul came a close second, but he didn't win. Herman Cain won. So this is one audience. We know that he certainly had won over a lot of people. They thought he was pretty authentic. You go back to the Florida debates, and that's when he really, really shined. And at this point, I think there are people that will assume that Newt Gingrich will be able to probably suck up some of the votes. But Ron Paul may be another person who gets some of the people who would normally have maybe gone for Kane. Now, he was down in the polls. In the Iowa polls, Gingrich was on top, and Kane had only 8 at before he resigned, or resigned from deciding he was going to run for president, stepping away from the race, I guess is a better way to say that. He was down to single digits. At one point, you know, he led. So there are still some people who liked Kane, who wanted to see him stay in it, but there was no way. The train was done. It was out of gas because there wasn't a lot of fundraising going on. There wasn't a lot of money to push it forward. I mean, I think if he was really super flush with cash, his PACs were loaded for bear, maybe he would have tried to stay and hang on a little bit longer. But that didn't make any sense. Not because he was so depleted, and his family was depleted too, but because his coffers were depleted. So Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, has 25% of likely Republican caucus goers voting for him. That's up 7% from late October. The Des Moines Register, the newspaper of record in that area, of course, did the poll, and he comes in and grabs at least some of the attention from the Kane campaign. Mitt Romney second to Newt Gingrich this time around. And, you know, this changes. We know these numbers slip and change and slide and in different directions. But Mitt Romney had 22% back in October. Iowa has a huge, I mean, huge, massive, mammoth, throw any adjective you want, block of conservative voters who don't like Romney, frankly, for some of the things that he's done in the past and some of the flip-flopping, abortion rights, one of them, health care, of course, the Massachusetts overhaul, that would be one thing that would get him dinged in Iowa. Whereas Newt, that's a smooth sailing for him, and I think that's partially why he was able to pick up some of what I'll call that runoff. So Ron Paul and Romney finish second and third, supported 18% and 16%. As I mentioned, the pizza magnate, who would be Herman Cain, had 8% in that poll. And the Utah governor, John Huntsman, why he's not cashing in, I don't understand. He had 2%. Even Rick Santorum, he's got 6%. I mean, Bachman, I kind of get that she hangs around a little bit more. These other people, I don't know why. I don't think they'll pick up a lot in the caucuses or in the primaries. So in the Reuters Ipsos poll and the information that was released, Gingrich and Romney are going to benefit the most, it seems, from Kane dumping out. I think maybe Ron Paul, too, but that's not what their poll shows. It shows those two. Gingrich opened a campaign office in Iowa. He got some staff there. He's got two campaign advisors who had resigned in June who are now back. There's some Newt-mentum going on is what they're calling it. And it started to show up. And how long does that last? Does he ultimately fizzle? Well, we'll see soon enough, because when it counts is the primaries is where you really start to separate. You start to see that separation. There may be some people that drop out. You know, it's like a roller coaster. There's the ups and the downs when you're the other party that's running, because clearly it's Obama. So there's nothing on the other side, Democratic-wise. It's all the pushes for him, not for Hillary Clinton or some other candidate. It's all about Obama and the momentum from being the incumbent and trying to really shore up that base. So that's all the Democrats are working on. And with the Republicans right now, it's just one giant pie and who's going to end up with the biggest slice. That's the key. And then Donald Trump, once again, comes out and talks about the possibility of a third party. He does. He talks about the possibility of a third party. Will he possibly throw into the race? He's going to moderate a December 27th Republican debate in Iowa, which is being sponsored by Ion TV and Newsmax should be interesting because Trump will, I think Trump will have people watching it. I mean, all the debates have been watched. All the numbers are up because people are frustrated or it's reality television, the political style or for whatever reason. I mean, hopefully you're learning a few things about some people that you might or might not vote for where you can see how they handle certain questions or how they would handle foreign affairs or handle our own situations, which we care about economically here in the United States. I mean, that's been the one good thing. So Kane's departure could have a very big impact. And that's not lost even on the Republican National Committee chairman, who I saw blah, 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 blahing all over the place on Sunday. He was part of Meet the Press. He was a guest there. Rents Priebus is who I'm talking about. And he was asked whether Kane will continue to even have a voice in the Republican campaign. And he said he will. He will certainly be someone that people will listen to. And I agree with that because I think Kane's not just going to go away and slurk away and go play golf and hang out and grab up some positions on boards and whatnot. I think he wants to be part of the conversation, and I think that's what will happen. I guarantee he pops up as a commentator somewhere. Maybe Fox, maybe even CNN, maybe a couple of different places, certainly as a guest, as a guest looking maybe even at the debates. But he may end up with a regular gig where he's talking about politics. So ultimately, where does the biggest slice of that pie go? When it's all said and done, in the people that we've listened to and the people that we've had on this show who say it's anybody but Mitt, the more you talk to the people in charge of the party, the more Mitt looks like it's his to lose. Even with Newt Gingrich coming into this and gaining some momentum, could Newt really be the Republican nominee? And think of this, because this is what matters. It's all about winning. If Newt is the guy who's on the undercard to run against this incumbent president that will definitely give them a race. If Newt is the guy, who's the other person on the undercard that makes this intriguing to people and palatable to people that they'll, the independents that don't normally sway Republican or could go in the Republican direction, who's the person on that card looking at the issues and how they would vote? Mitt Romney, would he be the guy if he doesn't get number one? Will he settle for number two? See, I don't think so. I don't think he wants to be number two. I don't think he'd be a VP under Gingrich. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, please do. 800-259-5791. We're going to shake it up next. We're going to go to the emails. Oh, the mailbag is full. Stay with us.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show, Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Weekend is over. We're into another week in December. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. The big debate here on America Tonight, besides all this stuff with politics and who's doing what and what poll and what the undercard will look like I just said, if Gingrich is really the guy, can Gingrich get the nomination over Mitt Romney? Is there somebody in left field that suddenly comes flying in to save the day and they've got excitement and answers? They need a solution man, the Republicans. Come in. They look decent. They speak well. They ignite the crowd, and they have a solution to the economic problems and some of the other things that are weighing us down in this country. They are the electable ones. Who are they? Yeah, that's the thing. The band that now takes the stage, the people that are now on the stage, and the biggest, of course, is Romney, whether people like it or not, Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, because Ron Paul is getting in the double digits, Ron Paul, and Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. So Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, and Ron Paul. Of all of those candidates, honestly, who knocks off Barack Obama, who needs $1 billion to run his campaign as an incumbent? who has enough momentum to sway some people who are unhappy, who might sometimes vote Democratic, who won't vote for the status quo, the guy who's already there. Who is that? I can't wait to see, I have to be honest, and especially it's like a great Christmas present, I can't wait to see the Trump debate because he's the moderator. He's moderating this debate in Iowa. I think it's going to be good. What's Trump going to say? Trump is a guy who you cannot direct. Talk to Rob Burnett and what happened with The Apprentice. They're a great partnership. He winds them up and he lets Trump do what he does best. He's a freewheeler. So he's going to freewheel it on ION and on ION TV. And they've got millions of people on ION TV. And, of course, clips will be released. So most of us get, I think, probably on your cable system, you probably get ION. But if you don't, the clips will certainly come out. And, of course, we'll have coverage of it here on ATN because I want to hear what Trump has to say. I really want to hear what he has to say. And, of course, Newt Gingrich has already accepted to do the debate, and I'm certain the others will probably come forward, probably Mitt Romney and maybe every single person that's left standing who's running for president. All right, the mailbag overflowed over the weekend like a leaky faucet, yeah, that overflows in your kitchen. It was running out the doors, I'm telling you. That's great because people are tired of it, and you have lots of thoughts. And I guess sometimes on the weekend when you have time to kind of kick back with the computer and send me an email, that's when you zip them because I get a lot of emails on Sunday coming into Monday. So without further ado, let's go check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, here is the one from Dennis McMahon, our resident lawyer from Vermont, listens to us on WVMT. And he says, the Herman Cain thing illustrates the fact that one should not expect to be president without some political experience, such as being elected to public office and serving in the same. The only qualification that trumps elected political experience is wartime commander, such as that held by Dwight Eisenhower. And Herman, you're no Dwight Eisenhower. Well, one thing I would say, I think he has a very good point. You know, so many of us are saying, we're tired of the same old political machine and the career politicians because they know how to spin, they know how to answer the questions, they know how to get, frankly, nothing done. I mean, as far as Congress is concerned, right? I mean, now you're talking about being the president, but you do have to have some political background or incredible people handling you that really know the lay of the land because you have to navigate those waters. Yes, if you're going to accomplish something, you have to be able to navigate Washington. And that's part of the problem. And that's why so many people who call this show and call other shows say, I'm just tired of it. I'm sick of it. Give us some fresh voices. Let's have massive term limits across the board, and mostly when we're talking about Congress because that's the legislative branch. But a strong leader, give us a strong leader. But the leader really can't turn their back on the other party. You can't get somebody who's in there that won't work with, if it's a Republican, that won't work with Democrats because that's part of the makeup of the political scene. It's not a dictatorship. You have to be able to find the common ground, and other times, no, because the philosophies crash, but you try to walk away with it the best that you can. And the president is the executive branch. So it's the legislative branch, I think, that we have more problems with than anything else. But Dennis's point is you can't expect to be president if you don't have any kind of background at all, if you've never done any public time. And I think what people find is there's an excitement like Herman Cain. You get on that wild ride. You're excited. You have a lot to say. You know, people respect some of your opinions. Those around you convince you should run. You start to test the waters. You jump out there and you catch fire. You catch fire. And suddenly your name's being mentioned. You're all over the news. Everybody wants to hear what you have to say about the economy, about what's wrong in America, about how you would handle the wars, the situations of where we are with the deficit, with illegal immigration, with health care, with, you know, a slew of things. And it becomes almost I mean, it becomes almost heady because all of a sudden now everybody wants to talk to you, everyone wants to be around you, everybody wants to push you forward, and then you deflate because certain things start to come out about things you've done in the past. The microscope is unreal when you run for this office because we live in a time where you've got social media and Facebook and Twitter, and that's part of that whole social media thing, and just the immediacy of media, where immediately things are flopped up on the web and out there on radio, on television, traditional means, new means. It cycles through very, 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 very fast. It's hard to contain things when there's chaos, and if you don't have good campaign people around you, there's no way. And he didn't have it going on from the beginning in that department, and that really hurt Herman Cain because he wasn't able to take control of stuff. All right, let's go to this one from Caitlin, who says, wow, Cain is out. Kate, do you believe it? I kind of liked Cain, I gotta say. And even in the beginning, with the black eye that he was taking over the sexual harassment stuff in the National Restaurant Association, there was never any hardcore proof, things that were laid out there. So people were speculating and having the discussion about harassment and if he was had paid somebody off, if the company had paid somebody off, he must have been guilty and all of that. But then once the Pandora's box, as you're fond of saying, was split wide open with the woman with the affair, Ginger White, that was just too much to bear. You knew that he had to buckle under the pressure of it all, and he just was not electable. What do you think? Yeah, he wasn't electable. There's no way. He didn't have the money. He didn't have the money. And the people that were part of his campaign have been saying that they were disappointed because he wasn't running hard. He wasn't going out and doing the fundraising that you have to do when you run. Instead, he was pushing his book, is their take. So there wasn't a lot of money coming in from big fundraisers, because that's what you do. I mean, for goodness sake, look at Obama. He wants to build a $1 billion war chest. Well, they set him up. He went to Manhattan last week and did 3 top dollar fundraisers. So people would shake his hand, get their picture taken with him, and dump money into his war chest. And Cain was doing a little bit of that, but not enough. And that's just the facts of running. You have to have money to run because you need those commercials. You need your name out there other than news people or talk radio people or opinion columnists or bloggers saying things about you. You need to be everywhere. You have to have your stuff out there. And that's a problem. All right, here's another one. This is from Big Jake. He said, hey, I said big in front of my name, just so you know, because I believe there's another guy named Jake that emails you in Texas. Here's my question. Looking at gas prices, what do you think is going to happen, Kate? Lately, gas has been down from what we think is normally a ridiculous high. Is this just a false bottom, or will we see it spike up, or will we see it stay the same? I actually filled up in Illinois. I live in a small town in Illinois, and I got my gas for just under $3. I was so excited because you would not believe at times what I have paid for gasoline. Well, it's interesting because now there's a lot of conversation about Iran, and Iran said over the weekend that any move to block any of their oil exports would more than double crude prices, and that would kill the global economy. In fact, saying it might be $2.50 a barrel if that happens because of what comes out of Iran. People forget that. Of course, oil is huge there, and imposing oil and gas sanctions will cripple Iran, but how much will it hurt the rest of the world? All right, stay with us here on ATN. We've got odds and ends, some other things that happened over the weekend that just make you say, huh?
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's S-E-A-L-A-N-E.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's
888-988-3325. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging. Oh, Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging. Not only green when summer's here, but also when it's cold and drear. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging.
So how about it, America? Did you get your real Christmas tree over the weekend? Or did you opt for the artificial type? Did you hit Walmart or one of the other box stores and snap up one of those boxes that didn't fit in the cart, and then you had to flop it across the checkout stand, try to figure out where you could, you know, swipe it, because they have like 2 people working now that actually will check you out. It's all self-checkout. I hate self-checkout, by the way. So, real or not? Apparently this debate is not just here on America Tonight. I saw something on Fox over the weekend. We've been doing it now for about a week. They must have had a little poll or something about artificial versus real. And I happened to see in Dallas, Texas, one of the local stations there was doing a thing on artificial or real, which is better for the environment. And I think better for the environment is real, because you cut down the tree and then it ends up being mulch someplace else. Imagine the mulch from the White House tree eventually when that goes down. I mean, that's not going to go down anytime soon, but they'll keep it there. But once that goes down, or the Rockefeller Center tree, when that goes down, that's going to be mulch for all kinds of parks in the city of New York. So I think that's a good thing. I have a deal about real trees. Real trees mean Christmas. Fake trees mean a box that you open and you threw stuff on. I don't know. I just hate the artificial trees. A lot of you responded to that. In fact, I did a little tally over the weekend of all the emails that I've received, and so far, all of you fake people will be happy to know that 25 people fall into the fake tree category versus the 12 in the real category. Wow! Anybody who's chopping down a tree, you need to call this show or send me an email so we can change the tally here and send it to americatonight.net. Click on the drop-down email or throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791. And I have not gotten my real tree yet, but rest assured I will be getting a real tree for Christmas. It just doesn't seem right to me to get a fake tree. All right, speaking of fake, this will make you go, huh? That's why I said this was about, huh? Madonna is going to perform at the halftime show of the Super Bowl. So, I don't know, it's kind of a boggling choice to me. They announced it on Sunday night. NBC announced it because they've got the Super Bowl that she's going to be the act. It doesn't mean there's not going to be other people, but she's the main act anyway. Think about that. February 5th is when the Super Bowl is. It's the most watched event of the year. 162 million people tune in the U.S., just the U.S. That's not even outside the borders where lots of other people watch it. You had the Black Eyed Peas last time around with Slash and Usher. Now you've got Madonna. I got to figure that they're going to throw somebody else maybe out there, but maybe not. Hey, bravo to Madonna for all the years that she's been able to reinvent herself, but does Madonna trip the switch for most of the people that are watching the Super Bowl? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say football spans a lot of different generations, but I don't think Madonna does it. Who would be a better halftime act? I'd even throw Michael Bublé up doing Sinatra and Rat Pack stuff, I think, over Madonna, honestly. Because at least he definitely spans some younger people, too. And on the older side. But I can think of a lot of groups that are hot right now. I mean, even Coldplay. You could even put Coldplay out there. Matt, if you had the decision, who would you put out there? It wouldn't be Madonna, right?
No, not at all. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a more, like a younger act that's still a big name. I don't know who, like particularly for me, I don't like her, but Lady Gaga seems to be a big deal right now.
Sure, 20s, early 20s, yeah.
You know, but I mean, they keep doing a bunch of retread acts. They had Madonna and then, like, I guess Black Eyed Peas is a younger act, but they kind of missed the boat on them because they were more popular a couple of years ago, and I don't like them either. But they keep doing the Rolling Stones. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones they have, but
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Right. It's been a while since they've had kind of
a big
show, and I think it all goes back to whenever it was, 2004, with the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake, Nipplegate thing.
Yeah, you know what? That could be part of what it was. I was at that Super Bowl in Houston, Texas, and the indecency thing that happened afterwards, all the fines, and maybe he's right. That has something to do with it because they went to older acts. You know, not that some of these people don't have songs that you remember. I'm a Bruce Springsteen person. I like some of that music. But you would think if I'm a network executive and I'm saying the thing about spanning generations, you could even do that. You could even have, yes, you only have a certain amount of time. So because of all the preview show they do anyway, maybe you have some other act, an older act, earlier in the show, and then you put somebody younger in the middle of the show, or I'll say newer. Not necessarily younger, it just has to be somebody that's hipper, hot, fresh, somebody out of the gate. I mean, we all have attention spans of 15 seconds, and especially in the music business, and with so many music shows and so many young people involved in the X Factor and American Idol and all that stuff, I mean, that's a lot of some of those people are a lot of the people that will be watching, that would be watching the Super Bowl. And that's your future. You're growing some of these future generations, which is sometimes the problem in sports. So you could still have those other people, but why wouldn't you put somebody else up there? It doesn't make any sense to me. I wonder what the reaction is going to be across the country to Madonna, because a lot of people, I'm sure, don't know, but in the next couple of days, more people will be made aware of it. All right, this is just too darn bad. I mean, this is one of those moments to me. We've talked about the deal with the mail, and do you care if you get mail at a mailbox? And will my 9-year-old nephew care in the future if he gets mail in a mailbox? Will he even have a mailbox and go and get it? I mean, seriously, I would assume that there's still going to be some of that because of packages and things you have to mail, but actual letters. So because of the bankruptcy, the Postal Service is just pushing ahead with cuts to first-class mail next spring. That's going to slow delivery for sure. Forget the idea that you put a stamp, you know, you put a letter in the mail and it's going to come get there the next day. That's not going to happen. It gives people more excuses to say, the check is in the mail. You know, when somebody says, oh, he mailed you something, and it happens anyway. Because I'm telling you, it's like the Pony Express where I live. I don't know why. I have a great mailman, but the mail service is already slow. So now you add this into the mix. They got $3 billion in reductions that they have to deal with, that they're going to flush out coming up this week, and what they're going to try to do because they just don't have cash. Where are they going to trim? They're not getting any help from Congress, right? And Congress dipped into the till on them, so that's what drained them. They don't have the Netflix DVDs by mail. They do, but some of that has been cut off because people dumped out of it, so they would lose some money there. But that's also going to slow that delivery. So any check kind of payments, Netflix, prescription drugs, that's big for people. Mail order prescription drugs, some of you might even get that. If you, for example, go to the VA hospital and they mail prescription drugs to you, that means it's going to be slower. Think about time-sensitive things like magazines. People in the magazine business, yes, it's going to be eventually a dinosaur, but there's still people who like to get magazines, and it still is a decent business. That business is going to be affected by it, unless somebody else comes up with a better idea. So if you need something to get somewhere, I'm just going to give you advice. Look on your calendar. If it's supposed to be there, you mail it 3 weeks out. Figure out the date and go back 3 weeks and mail it then to make sure it gets there on time. Just something to think about.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.